Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm, sunny morning across Israel. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are enjoying clear skies, making it a perfect day for outdoor activities. In Haifa, a gentle breeze is expected throughout the day. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF conducted overnight operations in southern Lebanon, according to I-24 News from earlier today. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps has threatened U.S. bases and ships following attacks on Iranian tankers. Also, Walla reports, just in that there is growing fear among leadership regarding the destruction harvester moving from Gaza to Lebanon. A senior security official says the IDF controls 5% of Lebanese territory. Also this hour, Ynet notes that Qatar is rushing to mediate an Iran deal as Tehran threatens U.S. bases over tanker strikes. Talks in Miami involve Qatar's prime minister and American diplomats. Separately, Axios reports from earlier this week that former President Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. The proposal is politically sensitive for Netanyahu, but could aid Trump's peace efforts with Iran. And finally, forward details from earlier this week that a man convicted of firebombing a march for Israeli hostages in Boulder, Colorado, has been sentenced to life in prison. Here's what people are saying online. Eyal Yacobi posted just minutes ago that Hezbollah has released children's books teaching how to behead non-Muslims. Seth Frantzman, a Middle Eastern analyst, questioned earlier today if Gaza residents will ever have the freedom to live without Hamas, suggesting a new path forward is needed. Middle East 24 reported earlier that Qatar's support for the Muslim Brotherhood is sparking controversy. An opposition figure claims Qatar allows Hamas to operate from Doha, highlighting its political backing for the Brotherhood. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF operations in southern Lebanon, I-24 News reports that tensions are escalating as Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps threatens retaliation against U.S. interests. This development raises concerns about further regional instability. Turning to the situation with the destruction harvester, Walla describes heightened anxiety among leaders as the operation shifts to Lebanon. The IDF's ongoing advance could lead to broader military engagement in the region. Meanwhile, Ynet's coverage of Qatar's mediation efforts reveals a complex diplomatic landscape as Qatar works to ease tensions between the U.S. and Iran. Successful mediation could stabilize relations and prevent further conflict over tanker attacks. In earlier reporting from Axios, Trump's proposed ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon faces domestic challenges for Netanyahu. However, it holds potential for easing hostilities and opening dialogue with Iran. Finally, Forward's piece on the Boulder firebombing highlights the severity of the crime and the consequences of such acts of violence. The sentencing aims to deliver justice and deter future attacks. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports from earlier this week that an Israeli businessman must pay his former partner approximately $62 million following a family court ruling. The court dismissed his request to delay the payment. Separately, CTEC features insights from Shiba Impact CEO Avner Halperin on the slow adoption of AI in healthcare. He emphasizes AI's potential to revolutionize telehealth and improve access to care. And finally, Walla Business reports that the Israeli government has approved the procurement of additional F-35 and F-15 squadrons. The funding for this expansion remains uncertain, as U.S. military aid post-2028 is yet to be clarified. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.